Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a couple of things. One, welcome to today's program on strategies of success. Number two, welcome to International Women's Day. Did you know that? Well, I found that out. Our guest knows about that too. But I wanted to bring it to your attention today because it's so fitting that we're doing this program on this day. So what is International Women's Day? You know, International Women's Day is to celebrate the, asking you to celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievement of women. And it's also to be aware of the progress that is slowed in many places across the world and that urgent action is needed to accelerate gender parity. And there has been a lot of that and a lot of attention being brought to that in some very high places. We heard Sheryl Sandberg talk about that at the Davos meeting when she was asked about the women equality. And I think her comment went something to the fact that when it just is, and when there are just women leaders across the board and it's not a topic of discussion, you know, that's equality. And, you know, I tend to agree with that. You know, when we stop talking about our differences and talking about our qualities, what we really bring to the table, those things that really make us us, and celebrate that, I think that is going to be a fantastic thing. Now, today also brings us our guest. Our guest is a woman. Yes, she is. She's phenomenal also. And she has, and no laughing over there, she has brought to me a great opportunity and a great opportunity for everybody in our community to get together to celebrate what we can accomplish. So she is part of the steering committee at Stony Brook University's Women's Symposium, which is going to be taking place this March 17th. It's the second annual symposium, and last year's was such a phenomenal success, there was no question about whether to do this event again, and it continues to grow. I think there's more people registered already than attended even last year. And what I really find to be exciting about the whole thing is that it is going to focus on all of those things that can be done, some of the things to avoid, but celebrating, well, I expect the keynote speaker is going to be celebrating some of the mistakes that she's made along the way and what she's learned from it, which is a message I absolutely love. But here today, member of the steering committee for the second annual Women's Symposium at Stony Brook University is none other than my good friend, Dawn Pappas. And Dawn, thanks so much for taking time out of your day, especially with this event coming up. I know it's getting busier and busier, you know, to join us and kind of go over what the symposium is all about. But before you can do that, I'd like to ask, what does it really mean to you? Because you are certainly dedicating a portion of your day and a lot of time to the event also.
Oh, thank you for having me today, Brian. I really appreciate it. I value your friendship and your everything that you do and everything that you are doing to help promote this event and talk about women's leadership and women in the community and how we can help each other gain whatever we're looking for, our goals and our aspirations. So what does this is a this women's leadership is this is the Women's Leadership Symposium. It's actually started over a year ago with a department presidential mini grant for Department Diversity Initiatives. And what we're trying to do is establish a professional and social climate that enhances opportunities for learning, discovery, and engagement among women colleagues. And it's not just faculty and staff here at Stony Brook, but we actually put it out towards the whole entire community so that other people can engage and hear other women's stories on how they managed to get where they wanted to go and their trial and errors in getting there and doing so. And bringing everyone together in this kind of event is really absolutely phenomenal because we had from the experience last time and the takeaway was the overwhelming need and desire from the Stony Brook University Women's and the surrounding area to get inspiration and empowerment around career development through actually a reasonable cost. And the first event we held last year, we had hoped for 100 people. And you know what? We actually had 300 and had to start turning people away. So this year, we're going to close the doors at 400. And we are just about at that number. And the event is still a week away, actually. It's a week away.
Yep, 1 week away. 1 week
away from Thursday. Yeah. And being so that we found out from last year, and just in general, that there's a huge hunger and need for this kind of programming for women. And these events normally cost in the hundreds of dollars and travel expenses. Here, it's only $50 if you're a community member and $25 if you're a faculty or an employee at Stony Brook. So, and we are offering an amazing plethora of informational sessions and keynote speakers to inspire and empower other women in this community.
Yeah, and I think the overall message is really, you know, it's just really, it's a great message to deliver. And personally, you know, I wish that when I was in college or high school, you know, that this kind of event, you know, was taking place. Now, obviously, if it was a women's symposium when I was in school, I probably wouldn't have attended. But now you're trying to, you know, bring, you know, the men are invited to this too. So, I mean, it's great.
Oh, yeah, this is not strictly just for women. It's for men too. And we do have some men speakers, including yourself, Brian. And I'm very happy to have you speak. We also have Charlie Robbins. He's going to be speaking on the he for she movement. And we have Daniel Rivera speaking on workplace bullying in the workplace and how to, you know, set boundaries in that sort of area. So we have quite a few different kinds of people talking about different kinds of things for the day.
Yeah, which should make it enlightening also because, you know, I really wonder, I'd like to think that, you know, not sexist at all, you know, across the board, but, you know, sometimes it pays to really understand something from somebody else's point of view. Like we were talking about how do you become a better speaker. First things first is to understand who your audience is and what the needs of the audience are. Second thing is to make sure that what you're saying is understood by your audience. And the only way to really do that is to ask somebody in the audience. I mean, to really see it from their point of view. So by the men attending something like this, they will be able to see different things, not from their point of view, but from somebody else's point of view, in this case, from the women's point of view, you know, to make sure that we are not adding to any kind of a inequality problem, even if we think that we're not. I mean, maybe there are some subtle things that are being done by us that we're just not aware of. You know, we don't know what we don't know. So this will be great in that respect also. So I'm really looking forward to presenting at this. And to really fully understanding the audience, because it'll be a little different.
Well, the thing is, we really listened last year to what these women heard and in their testimonials, what they got out of it. And women are actually hungering to hear stories of other normal women like themselves who have struggled and achieved certain goals that they set for themselves. And by hearing other people tell stories on how they managed to get from point A to point B to point C, it gives us the knowledge or some sort of skill set or some sort of idea on, okay, well, you know, if she can do that, why can't I do that? Or if she can do it and she did it that way, well, I could try doing it. So there's a lot of knowledge out there between women and men in general to share on getting, you know, where you want to go in life and getting out of every day what you want to get out of it. So all I can say is that it's going to be a fantastic symposium, and we're going to talk about so many different things on anywhere from workplace violence to that woman thing, and we're going to talk about, you know, eating healthy. There's so much to talk about, but mainly women and men too, I think. They like to hear other women talk about their story, about their travel, about that road that they took and the payoff and how they got to where they got to and what it means for them to be where they are now today.
Anyway, look, Dawn, I'll let you know on a little secret. You know, that eating healthy thing and being confident and learning
mm-hmm.
from mistakes that we all do, we have that same issue. You know, it's really when you get very comfortable. Don't tell anybody, you know. We got to keep a stereotype that, you know, we don't care about how people think about us, or we don't care about how we look, or we're just super confident all the time. Let me tell you.
No. I have four brothers, and I grew up in a family with almost all men. And let me tell you something. Men really do have the same issues, but because their stereotype is being the stronger one in the family, the breadwinner, people tend to think, oh, well, not really. Men like to hear stories, too, on about other men or even women got to where they're going and the stories. Because, you know, we're all human. We're all just human. And
right.
And we all have some of the same issues.
Without a doubt. And that's why, you know, the different tracks that you're covering over here, you know, it really are important, and they really do pertain to everybody. Although the symposium will certainly be looking at it from the women's point of view on the whole thing, but it is something that does cross lines, you know, without a doubt. I'm just like across the board, you know, the whole thing, from the confidence, from everything else that falls into it, you know, including the career development, which is something that really super important. And there'll be a mixture of attendees, so you're expecting people from the community, you know, the business community outside, a lot of
yep.
faculty and other employees
yep.
on the campus, and then also the students. You know, I think that is probably, well, it could be one of the greatest of the life-changing tracks, you know, for many of the students from that point of view, because it's the understanding what it is that you enjoy doing, how you can make a business out of it, whether or not you should be an employee or an employer. Those are big considerations
mm-hmm.
to make. And if you can inspire the students to start thinking about that, you know, when they're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, you know, or later if we, you know, as it goes, that's a great thing, because that goes
oh,
back
yeah.
to that understanding who you are, which I think is like a big message, you know, with the whole symposium, is understanding who you
oh,
are
yeah,
and the confidence to follow through with it.
Everyone, we have students of all different age groups and all levels, going for their master's, going for their bachelor's, going for their PhDs. We have students can be in their 20s, but we also have, you know, adult students that can also be in their late 50s or 60s. It doesn't matter. We have students that can benefit, and to benefit from this, what they'll get out of it is hearing people who are already supposedly in successful positions, who have made it to a point in their lives, or they're just working in a career track that they really love. And not everyone here is like the top of the ladder, or, you know, any women who's really up there, but we're all women who have achieved something, and we want to give back to the community and to our colleagues. And that's one of the best things about this type of symposium, is because we're all here to share our knowledge with other people so they can move forward. And so by paying it forward to them in this manner, it gives them hope, ideas, it gives them strength, it gives them knowledge, it gives them tools, many different tools that they can take with them and in their future educational goals or their career goals or in just their life goals.
And
also,
go ahead.
Excuse me? Go ahead. I wanted to say
ahead.
We're also, one of our sponsors is the ACE Women's Network of New York, and they're an institute for leadership action in higher education. And they're actually going to have a speaker from that institution also that day. And we're partnering with them. And they're actually going to be at this symposium this year too. So this it's just bringing a bunch of really great minds together to deliver any kind of message that's out there that anybody wants to hear. And because we all have a story to tell, how we got to where we wanted to be. And even if we're in a comfort zone, if you are a woman and or a man and you want to get out of your comfort zone, you're going to have to take a step and just get out of your comfort zone. And maybe some of these stories will help these people get to take that first step to where they would really
right.
like to be. Yeah.
Yeah, and become comfortable getting out of your comfort zone. That's actually something I love to stress for people because that really is the way to grow. I mean, you know, it's so important. Comfortable with that idea. So what does that really mean, right? That means that you're pushing yourself into some place that you've never been before. Whether it be on stage, whether it be doing a program like this, whether it be writing a book, whether it be applying for a job that you might not be ready for, but you think you could do, and you're going to take that step. And maybe that is going to be uncomfortable when they ask you what kind of experience do you have that pertains to this. But with attending some of the seminars, the presentations that are going to be giving, you'll find that a lot of the things that people have accomplished in the past can be applied to different things. So that's why it's very important to be able to live outside that comfort zone, which is usually limited because we tend to limit ourselves way too much. So, yeah, being confident.
Well, that's one of the biggest issues with I think a lot of people is you get comfortable with what you're doing. You can't grow unless you get a little uncomfortable and take that step. And other women or anyone who has a story to tell about how they got where they're going, they had to take a step and get out of that comfort zone. And it's not easy. It's like putting on a brand new pair of high heels and wearing them the whole day, and they hurt like heck, but you do it anyway because you love those shoes. I don't know how else to put
okay.
it. I mean,
that wasn't
going to
be the analogy
that's what
okay.
I think of. I mean, yeah.
Maybe I should wear high heels. That's why I really do understand no. the point of view on that one. Being an attention grabber, you know, certainly the attention grabber. Now, the track that you're you're participating in, is on the leadership development side. And, you know, and there's a number of speakers participating in that. And what I like about it, again, is that overall message. You know, the first speaker, Donna Ciampi, is going to be talking about why leaders fail. Maria Fry, you know, is going to be looking at, you know, how to use LinkedIn, you know, but also how to play up your strengths with that. Deb and Gina are following right after. We're also talking about leading with your strengths. And then you and Rhonda Kills, you're going to be talking about success not being about just money. And, it's a great message because, you know, I don't know, let's go with the men's point of view, right? You know, how do you know somebody's successful? Oh, they drive a big fancy car. Well, are they really successful? I mean, maybe the car is mortgaged to the hilt. You know, that's not really success.
No, it just shows that you've got a nice car.
Right.
But are they happy? Are they happy? If they think they're successful and they're driving a big fancy car, they got a great paying job, and they got a beautiful home and a big family, are they really happy? Like you said, their house is mortgaged to the hilt, or in other aspects of their lives, they're still living within their means, but they're maybe overextending themselves and working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. What quality time do they have with their family? You have to think of what price does that kind of success come with, okay? But when you think about success isn't all about the money, it's about what have you done for yourself? What little achievement did you do today? Or did you decide to sign up and take a class? Little goals, little steps. So think about single parents out there and women who work so hard and have heard someone tell them all their lives, oh, you'll never be good at this, oh, you can't do that, or that. And the negative talk inside your head, which you've heard, you continue to talk negative to yourself. You have to turn that negative talk around and say, make it positive and say, well, you know, I can do this. And by listening to other women talk about how they manage to work 2-3 jobs, go back to school and get a degree and then get another degree and get a better job, and maybe they're not making hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they're successful because they succeeded in achieving their personal goals. It's important to a lot of women.
Yeah,
sorry, look, it's important for, you know, Letterman too. You know, I look at success, you know, it's always nice to have the money, but after you have the money to pay for, you know, the food, clothing, shelter, you know, let's go beyond the basic needs of life, you know, that kind of thing, then success does change. And I found that, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, the idea of success has continually evolved also. You know, so personal success kind of changes into family success. Then maybe, you know, you look at the legacy side of things too. It certainly does evolve. But that success, however you define it, is going to come from, you know, come from within, you know, how you view yourself and how you, right, and how you talk about these different things that, you know, might not be something that might not be good. You could either look at it as a negative, or you could look at it as a challenge or an opportunity to improve, which is really, you know, the next track being on career development. You know, I think so much of that, you know, has to do with it. You know, you got Mariana Savaka talking about negotiation skills. I mean, the first person to negotiate with is yourself.
Well, you could do that when you get up in the morning every day in the mirror and say, okay, today I'm going to do that. No, you're not. You know, you got the little... You got one on one shoulder, the other one, you got positive and negative on both shoulders. But at the end of the day, all you really have to do is answer to yourself, I feel. Yeah, we have Mariana Savoca, and she's a director of our career center, and she's going to be speaking about...
she'll be talking about
negotiation. Things that you negotiate every day,
Yeah. You know, Nikki Barnett, you know, is another one on that track. And, you know, that's an important one, too, because she'll be focusing on, you know, crafting your current job position for your next one. And, again, that still goes back to knowing who you are and knowing where you want to go, because there are certain things that
And knowing your skill set, too. Yeah. You got to know your skill set. And is that the direction where you want to take also? And like she says here, Nikki, any job, almost any job can be crafted. You can make your job the way you want it when you're in it, too. And then you have Tara Hahn, our Suffolk County legislator. She's going to be talking about branding yourself a leader. Looking forward to listening to Tara Hahn speak. She's a very, very strong woman and leader.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Tara is terrific. As one of our local elected officials, she's terrific. She shows up at all the events. She does. I mean, there's something to do. She does it, you know, and that's really great. And that is part of her brand. You know, it's not just talking about something, but doing it and getting it done.
Doing it and getting it done.
Yeah, Bigadonna will be speaking too. Taylor Kirk also along the same lines.
I also have Gail Mattson from Brookhaven National Lab. She is the assistant director of the laboratory. And she's going to be speaking about women leading in the lab on a panel with other women and how she manages to lead in the lab. Brookhaven National Lab is a very large campus and partners with Stony Brook University through faculty, staff, and projects and science and all sorts of initiatives. And she's going to be also speaking about the So it's going to be a fantastic day. It really, really is. So.
Certainly a wide variety of different topics covering a lot of different needs, you know, and, you know, that overall standpoint of, you know, of having people get together that want to help other people is really what makes an event, what makes a group absolutely terrific and unbelievably powerful, because it's the relationships that one makes at these things, you know, really continues, you know, to move yourself forward. And if you're part of a group that's moving forward too, you really do become, you know, unstoppable. And you've got two other tracks also, you know, Keeping Your Head Up. You got Rosemary Clueful speaking there, Randy Bussey, Christina Vargas, Smita, Andrew Matas, Christina Strauss.
Yeah, we have a great lineup of speakers and topics to be addressed the whole entire day. It's going to be fantastic. And just, I'm so looking forward to it. Everybody I speak to is so excited about this day. And it's falling right on St. Patrick's Day, which is nice. But
yes, it is.
We have, so it's going to be a really fantastic day. One workshop in particular, do you know yourself well enough to effectively lead others? That one should be very interesting. That's Elizabeth Brady. She's a staff member here up in Human Resources, and she's going to be talking about that, and it's going to be sort of an interactive type of session. So some people question, can I be a good leader? Will I be a good leader? Do I want to be a good leader? So you have all these questions. So getting to know yourself, too, is a big part of setting your own direction in life when it comes to something like this. Yeah.
Right. You know, with many of the business owners that I have spoken to over the years, it does take a different kind of personality to be a business owner as opposed to being a key employee. And some people, you know, meant to be owners, some people are meant to be key employees. And from an ownership standpoint, you need the key employees to make something successful, which I guess goes back to how do you measure success. Some people have that need to own. Others have the need to make an organization work. And it takes all types. But to understand who you are is the beginning of any successful career, of any successful relationship, of any successful friendship, marriage, anything, is you got to know who you are before you can go figure out everything else that goes along with it. You know, so that's that's terrific.
I think a good leader puts people in place who know their job really well to get it done, and takes a step back and watches their team grow. I think, to me, that defines a good leadership quality when it comes down to something of that sort, because nobody can do it all, but everybody can do a little something to make it work, if that makes sense to you, Brian.
I'm a big believer in a team and making everything happen, and from that standpoint, because there's only so much time in a day. We all have that 24 hours. And if you want to accomplish something more and have a greater impact, and I know you do, and I know there are many people out there, including every one of these speakers, you know, wants to have a greater impact. None of us can do it alone. And we need we need assistance. We need partners. We need others to help out with different aspects of the business. And then, you know, as it pertains to this, we also need a place to share our thoughts. This way, hopefully, we can go out there and inspire other people. And just before we go, we only have a couple of minutes. I just want to mention here the other speakers, and that would be Robin DeLuca, Charles Robbins, Lisa Albanowski, myself. I'll be giving a workshop also about finding your why, which will fit into probably 90%. But everybody's doing over here. You've also got Tanya Nita Johnson, who is the Vice President for Communications and Marketing at the University of Tennessee System. So it's great that she'll be participating in this, along with Jessica
McCall. She's a former employee here, too, And Judith Tabron from the ACE Women's Network of New York. And we have Nancy Goroff, Gail Mattson, Nancy Hollingsworth. We also have our very own leaders from Stony Brook University, which would be, we have Mary Chor, Lynn Johnson, Judy Graham, she's the deputy to the president, and there was one other woman, I don't have her name offhand, but we have a great lineup of speakers and topics and workshops for this symposium.
And it's a great, and it's an honor for me and a number of other folks, you know, to participate in this. And, before I give out the rest of the contact information, Dawn, I want to say, thank you to you, Patricia Receives, and everybody else on the team that's put this event together, Stony Brook University, for the location and the grants that we're given to make this thing happen, for all the efforts that you're putting into this thing behind the scenes to make this thing work. And it'll be a phenomenal event, and really glad that we're able to participate with this, and that you're also putting effort into making this thing happen. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for connecting me with so many wonderful people also. And I'm really looking forward to listening to you. And I want to also mention, too, we have a young high school lady named Katie Zimmer. She's going to be singing an anti-bully song. So we're going to have a little bit of entertainment, too, that day. And we're looking forward to having her also. She's been on numerous YouTubes, and she's sung in numerous different places, and in Smith Haven Mall, too. So, but I want to thank you so much, Brian.
My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. All right, to get more information about this, you're going to go to Stony Brook. It is the Stony Brook University, go to the website. You're looking for the Women's Leadership Symposium. This is an inspiration and empowerment event, a conversation for and about women in the workplace. On the program here, I'll certainly create a link for it. If you're going to look it up online, it's uyou.stonybrook.edu/forward/events, and you'll be able to find it there. You need to register. You need to register quickly because this will sell out really, really fast this year, and then you'll have to wait another year for the third annual Women's Leadership Symposium at Stony Brook. But for now, it is the second annual one. Look for it. Attend. Bring your opinions and enjoy the 25-plus.
Bring your team. Bring your employees. We'll have a fantastic day. And you get lunch and breakfast, too.
Oh, that's perfect. I didn't know about breakfast. Now it's even more exciting.
I think it's coffee, coffee and like a continental little thing going on. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Brings it all together, which is really what helps when it comes to the networking aspect of this thing. So bring the business cards, bring notepads, meet a whole lot of people. And I can tell you on a final note over here is that any time I have gone to an event where there is 200, 300, 400 people in that room and everybody's looking to take that first step forward, they're looking to improve themselves. They're also looking to help other people improve themselves. There is absolutely nothing more powerful than a force like that, that are all moving in the same direction. And all of these people are all out there looking to help you achieve your goals with real, honest, actionable ideas. We'll see everybody March 17th at the Stony Brook Women's Symposium at Stony Brook University, Stony Brook, New York. My name is Brian Cohen. This has been another program for the Strategies of Success.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks. There we go. I ended it. Okay. All right.